Well, over the Easter weekend, over 60 artists descended on Tasmania and the forest of the Tarkine to make artworks inspired by the wild beauty of that area and to continue a long-running campaign to have the area declared a national park. Now, the point is that the Tarkine is also rich in minerals. In fact, mining has been going on in the region since the 1870s, and it's been pretty extensively logged during this time as well. Well, for a while now, mining companies have been proposing to develop more mines in this region, and this has fanned some pretty heated debate within Tasmania, with some people wanting the Tarkine to be protected and other Tasmanians saying that enough of the island state has been locked up, as they say, by environmentalists at the expense of development and jobs. So this is a debate into which these 60 artists are buying, and the works created by them will be shown at exhibitions in Sydney, Melbourne and Hobart under the banner Tarkine in Motion. I'm joined by Jenny Weber, who is the campaign manager from the Bob Brown Foundation, which is behind the project. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us on.
And also with us is Tasmanian printmaker Deb Wace, who is one of the artists participating in this venture. Deb, welcome aboard.
Hi, Michael. Thanks.
Jenny, you better remind us where the Tarkine is and tell us what's so special about the region.
So the Tarkine is in the northwest of Tasmania, and it's a 450,000 hectare tract of wilderness quality forest, and those forests run down through buttongrass plains and over mountain ranges to the coast, and it's an extraordinary stretch of coastline. We have the second largest temperate rainforest in the world in the Tarkine, and we also have a tract of buttongrass plains and beautiful mountaintops. Now, the coast is absolutely extraordinary, and one of the most important things about that coastline is the Indigenous heritage, the rich Indigenous heritage, where there is examples of a very sedentary lifestyle of the Indigenous people that dates back thousands and thousands of years.
So why do you say the region is under threat?
So the region has a number of different threats right now. There's logging by Forestry Tasmania in the forests. There's mining by companies and the threat of future mines in the Tarkine area. And there's off-road vehicles that are driving along the coast of the Tarkine, and they are driving over middens and hut depressions and impacting the cultural heritage sites of the Tasmanian Aborigines.
So I understand that about 80% of the region is protected from logging.
So there currently the Tasmanian government has recently removed the protection from logging from the regional reserves and the conservation areas in Tasmania, and in the Tarkine, conservation areas and regional reserves that were protected under John Howard era. So even a Liberal leader then has now been opened for logging. We also still have tracts of intact rainforest, which dates back to the Gondwana era. So there's relics there that are ancient forests. We just walked in these forests with Forestry Tasmania last week. We went and visited with them into a threatened forest where there is logging proposed. And we also had artists in logging coops where there are ancient forests being logged right now.
So you've got how many artists is it in total?
We had 70 artists over
70
5
artists.
Days.
That's a lot of artists to have in one place. Well, give us a sense of the range. Who have you brought in and what kind of disciplines do they practice?
We had 20 artists in one location in the north of the Tarkine, and they were printmakers, musicians, photographers, photographers that did different things like time-lapse and 360-degree views. We had people who were doing their inspiration for what they would come back and do when they got back, so multimedia artists, cross-disciplinary artists who were immersing themselves in the region. And they were located in different places all across the Tarkine.
And what's the outcome going to be?
The great body of work that came out of this time in the Tarkine will be at the central core of our campaign at the Bob Brown Foundation to call for the protection of the Tarkine.
Right. Now, we've got some audio here called Tarkine Rupert's Point. Just set this up for us. What is it?
So Andrea Breen walked with 5 other people from the south coast. They went out on a boat and we dropped them off there, and then they walked for 3 days. And this was along a vast stretch of coastline, which is wilderness quality coastline. And their experience out there was only known to us when they got back, and they described such a remarkable experience.
You can hear a sense of wind there and of wind chimes. It was a windy day, was it, when this was conceived?
Oh, you know what? Some of the stories from the artists, we've had a photographer filmmaker tell us about how he struggled to stand up as he was filming that wild coastline. For your listeners to imagine, we are on the west coast of Tasmania, on the northwest coast of Tasmania, where the cleanest air in the world flows through in gusts, and so of course we can hear the wind there, which is an extraordinary thing to listen to, as you remember from our artist's experience being there on the coast with the wild winds raging.
Let's just enjoy these aeolian sounds for a moment. These are the sounds of the Tarkine, and we're looking at a project that's taken 70 artists into that region to celebrate its environmental qualities in the middle of a debate in Tasmania about whether or not this region should be protected by declaring it a national park or whether it should be open for further development. So, Deb Wace, I introduced you at the start. You've been sitting there quietly. You are one of the participating artists in all of this. What was it like for you? What did you take away from this experience?
Well, Michael, I found it just the most fascinating, immersive experience. It was truly inspiring, and it was so wild, really wild. The coastline, the wind, those rolling breakers, wave after wave that were coming from, you know, halfway around the world. It was totally fresh. So I was mainly on the coast at the Arthur River from the base camp, and then a bit further north along the coast.
And what sort of work did you do, Deb? Just very briefly evoke what you were doing.
So I'm a printmaker and a singer-songwriter. And I'd brought up with me a jig that I'd made up so that I could carry plates that wouldn't touch each other when I was walking, so that I could work with gorgeous, wet, greasy ink on plates depicting this natural landscape, and then I could slot them down into these slots and keep walking, and they wouldn't touch each other and get all messy, because I'm interested in monoprint and dry point. That's the mediums that I work in. So it's a type of intaglio, a type of etching. So I was able to really capture that sort of immediacy of what I was looking at. And a lot of what I was studying was the rocks, where the rocks and the kelp and the waves meet, and that energy, trying to capture that energy and pulse and crash. So I was involved in doing that, which meant a lot of scrambling over rocks and finding places where I could be and not get too wet and keep working.
You suffered your art.
Oh, I suffered. Tell you what, I wouldn't mind suffering more there. It's so inspiring. The rocks are all twisted. There's so much going on. And what I found really interesting, because I took lots of photographs, everyone was taking lots of photographs to work on when we get back, is that the ones where you're going deep, deep in, low, taking photos of the tiniest thing, and then you can expand them out to the bigger thing, you really, really see that sense of all is one, you know, like one reflects the other, reflects the other. So, you know, I did find it very inspiring. And the weather we had was incredible. Like, some days were quite still for parts of the day, and I went swimming.
It does sound like you've had a marvellous time. So, Jenny, as we wind up, this exhibition, this roaming exhibition, when will we be able to see it?
So in Sydney, we'll have our premiere on the 27th of April at Salerno Gallery on Glebe Point Road in Glebe as part of the Head On Photo Festival. And the exhibitions in Hobart and Melbourne will be part of the premiere of the film. Now, the 30-minute documentary is being made by our curator, Dan Bruin, and he is looking to have that finished in August. So, you know, between now and then, there will be ways that our artists will be exposing their beautiful works from the Tarkine in Motion project through our campaign also.
Well, it does sound lovely. Thank you to both of you for coming in and telling us all about it.
That's a pleasure. I just wanted to add, Michael, that the part of the songwriting is will be happening afterwards, and a lot of that will come from the lyric and the line and the poetry that we're all creating.
So you've taken away raw material, but you'll work up.
Oh, a lot of that, yeah.
That sounds good. Printmaker Deb Wace and campaign manager at the Bob Brown Foundation, Jenny Webber there. And we'll put a link to Tarkine in Motion on our website. This is Books and Arts on RN.